yes, I did. To disco down and check out the show.
Sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Gonna be happy with you. at 7:05 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. That's the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Backing me up once again, Sam Spence and the Munich Symphony with the Dasher from the compilation Autumn Thunder, 40 Years of NFL Films Music. Just heard the Vox Men. And they say you're going to lose that girl. Originally released on the VM label. I can assume it stands for Vox Men. 1967. But I got off the compilation Team Blast USA Volume 1. Came out on the Gyro label in Australia in 2003. Well, that Wild Cherry. Throw a little wrench into that. I had a couple of other dance-oriented hits I could have played, and I actually would rather, but I just got this one in my head. Wild Cherry, play that funky music, 1976 on Epic, from the soundtrack of that Netherworld between adolescence and the 80s, for me anyway. For that, the Extremes did Long Dark Caller, a previously unreleased track recorded around 1965. I got off the compilation Working On Out, Northwest Killers Volume 3, came out in 2001 on Norton! For that, the Opposite Six did their version of Church Key, or they added Part 68 onto it. Originally released on the South Shore label in 1964, I got off the compilation Wildville. Came out on the Monsieur label in Australia in 2000. And before that, the Five Americans and their version, Channeling Little Richard, Slipping and Sliding. Originally released on the Jetstar label in 1965. I got off the compilation Jump, Jive, and Harmonize. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the first hour, with Peggy Vanderburk and Inzam Up the Lead Spine, Lonely on the Light Spine. Came out on the CNR label in the Netherlands in 1967. I got off of the compilation Ultra Chicks Volume 6. No label on that, but they have a release date. Came out in 2002. Coming up in these last 52 minutes of this week's episode of The Desperate Hours will be this week's song that everybody knows. A tearjerker, a bonus tearjerker. I will mangle another PSA. One that I read all the time. And I still screw it up. Also, next week, programming note. Next week will be the monthly abbreviated version of the Desperate Hours from 6 to 7, and from 7 to 8 will be episode 3 of Tears and Alcohol, Dark Country, released between 1955 or so, or earlier, actually, and around 1980. So stick around for that. Check it out. It's gotten some favorable feedback. I'm not going to say I heard from thousands, but nobody hated it. Nobody said get off the air. So, okay, I can assume that people liked it. We don't get paid. Well, let's get back in with these on the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. the first time in 40 years of having it, is this a command record, one of these audiophile records, has ever had a skip. And it didn't skip at home. Not sure why it's doing it here.
Christ's sake.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
If I made you cry, depths of my soul. the depths of my soul.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
So sweet, baby, take me.
at 7:28 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO and Memphis Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Back me up one more time, the next to last time. Sam Spence with the directing the Munich Symphony with the Dasher. Just heard Chuck Jackson with Maxine Brown and Baby Take Me. Chuck Jackson died at the age of 85 this past week. Richard Tavello definitely did a better tribute than I could have. And, it's a shame because I actually have a number of his singles and albums. I should have done better than that, just one song. Maybe I'll address that next week. Chuck Jackson and Maxine Brown, Baby Take Me. 1965 on Warren. Before that, Les Baxter and his orchestra. There's only my colleague Laura Taylor could possibly introduce it. Laura from The Primitive and The Passionate came out in 1961 on Reprise. Before that, you heard The Moments, The Bonus Tearjerker, Love on the Two-Way Street, 1970 on the Staying label. I married into that one. It's out of my wife's record collection. Before that, this week's tearjerkers, only Darlene Lacy can introduce it. CL in the Pictures and I'm Asking Forgiveness. Originally released on the Sabra label in 1961, I got off the compilation Slow Grind Viva Volumes 9 and 10. The CD version came out in Stagel Lee in Germany in 2019. Well, that this week's song that everybody knows, Duane Eddy, Peter Gunn, from the Especially For You LP, came out in 1959 on Jamie. And we kicked it off with a hop, skip, and a jump. Los Admiradores, and I Can Dream, Can't I? From the Bongos, Flutes, Guitars LP, came out in 1960 in Command. I'm going to give that a heavy play tonight when I get home because it didn't skip at all. And like I say, those Command records, you can run them over with a steamroller. Beat them up and they still look shiny and they still play through. So I'm not getting why the skips happen. So I'll have to just give it a little more elbow grease next time I play it. Let's get back into it. Got about 29 minutes to go. Those of you hanging in there, thanks for listening. These are the Desperate Hours of WMFO in Medford.
Your reflection, trace the lines of thought and untie. is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Drop your arms to the sides of your body. Place your fingers in home key position. In typing, the space bar is struck with the right thumb only. The left thumb is held loosely under the left palm. Place your fingers on the home keys and hold the left thumb under the left palm. Hold the right thumb about 1/2 inch above the center of the space bar. Keeping the other fingers on the home keys, strike the space bar with the right thumb each time I say space. Ready? Space, 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 space.
What is it?
I met a lot of hard-boiled eggs in my life. But you, you're 20 minutes.
Is that a boost or a knock? Because I haven't time to figure it out.
I'm doing my own figuring. I'm getting $70 so far. By tonight, it ought to be 150. Seven times 150. That's over a grand. That's the first grand I ever had. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Back me up for the last time, Sam Spence in the Munich Symphony with the Dasher. From the box set, Autumn Thunder, 40 years of NFL Films. Music came out in 2004 in NFL Films. Just heard Billy J. Kramer in the Dakotas. Caught me napping twice. Song written by Backrack and David. Popularized actually by Dionne Warwick. Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Single released in 1965 on Imperial. Then I had Dr. Nico and the African Fiesta with Save Me. A track originally released on the African label in France in 1968. I got off the compilation Kazumbi African 60s Garage Volume 1. No Smoke in Portugal, not 2009 was when it was released. Girls Take Over before that, with their version of High Heel Sneakers, originally released on Pentagon in 1969. I got off the compilation Badger Beat Chronicles, came out in 2001 on Misty Lane in Italy. Well, that Mike Adams and the Red Jackets, one of those supermarket records. Surfer's Beat came out in 1963 on Crown. The name of the track was Hot and Glassy. And we kicked off the set. The next to last set of the evening was with the Trogs and Maybe the Madman. Got about, I don't know, about 12 minutes to go. Let's get right back into it and bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Fun. You will parler français before this record's done. Qu'elle est de Prévert et Casma. Et
chaque fois les feuilles mortes te rappellent à mon souvenir. Jour après jour, les amours mortes n'en finissent pas de mourir. Avec d'autres, bien sûr, je m'abandonne. Mais la chanson est monotone. Et peu à peu, je m'indiffère. À cela, il n'est rien à faire. Car chaque fois, les feuilles mortes te rappelle à mon souvenir. Jour après jour, les amours mortes n'en finissent pas de mourir. Peut-on jamais savoir par où commence? Ce jour-là, mes amours mortes en auront fini de mourir. Et ce jour-là, mes amours mortes en auront fini de mourir.
To the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Fiendes, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
My baby wears red silk stockings, as all her girlfriends do. And when we dance, she's got to dance like all her girlfriends do. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do. She's gotta be in that clique, and all that jive just makes me sick. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do. There's a brand new spot just south of town, she said, now don't be square. Let's groove on down and do the do, cause everybody's there. Then she told me yesterday, I got to buy a brand new car. She's got to go first class and on, cause all her girlfriends are. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do. If they all jump off a bridge or out of an aeroplane, I took a rocket to the moon, she'd want to do the same. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do. She's gotta be in that clique, and all that jive just makes me sick. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey see, monkey do.
see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do.
They're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-been, would-have-quarters, and the never-worse from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening, between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation, cuts, and drill-outs. Let me tell you what I play. To close out the show, just heard the Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs with Monkey See Monkey Do. From the When the Boys Meet the Girls original soundtrack came out in 1965 on MGM. For that, Vicky Ochier did La Chanson du Prévert from the compilation Vampé Vampire, the Songs of Serge Gainsbourg, and came out in 2014 in Ace International UK, originally released on Pathé in France in 1961. This week's French lesson, and we kicked it off with Debbie Reynolds and With a Little Love, the theme song to her short-lived TV show in 1970, came out on Janus Records. Anyway, my name is Alex, the pleasure is mine. Be sure to tune in next week for the split episode, Desperate Hours in the first hour, Tears and Alcohol in the second. Again, my name is Alex, the pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.